For the first time in more than 3 years, the Federal Reserve is preparing to raise interest rates. The central bank signaled today that it's likely to start raising rates in March, and additional rate hikes are likely to follow as the Fed tries to pour cold water on a sizzling high inflation rate. NPR's Scott Horsley is here to explain. Scott, what's behind this move by the Fed?
Two things, Ari. One good, the other not so good. The good news is the job market has improved a lot since the beginning of the pandemic. You know, the U.S. has now recovered about 84% of the jobs that were lost in 2020. Right now, there are more job openings than there are people looking for work. So that's all positive and suggests the economy doesn't need as much help from the Fed as it did. On the negative side, though, we've got the highest inflation in almost four decades. And like the coronavirus itself, a lot of these pandemic-era price hikes are sticking around longer than Fed Chairman Jerome Powell and his colleagues would like.
Inflation has persisted longer than we thought. And, of course, we're prepared to use our tools to assure that higher inflation does not become entrenched.
And, of course, the number one hammer in the Fed's toolbox is to raise interest rates. It's not guaranteed that rate hikes will start in March, but Powell says that's the way he and his colleagues are thinking right now.
And that's sooner than people were predicting just a few months ago, right?
That's right. If you go back to September, most Fed policymakers thought it would be next year before we saw any rate hikes. But as inflation has climbed higher, the central bank has moved up its timetable. You know, Powell says these price increases are tough on everybody, but they're especially tough on people living paycheck to paycheck.
They're spending most or all of what they're earning on food, gasoline, rent, heating, things like that, basic necessities. So inflation right away forces people like that to make very difficult decisions.
So obviously the Fed is facing pressure to get prices under control, but are Powell and his colleagues also worried about moving too quickly and hurting the recovery?
Yeah, that's the needle the Fed's got to try to thread here, Ari. And Powell said they have to be humble and nimble and prepared to make adjustments as they try to follow this very unusual economic recovery. You know, when the Fed raises interest rates, that drives up the cost of mortgages and car loans and other forms of credit, and it can slow job growth. Keep in mind, we still have about 3.6 million fewer people on payrolls now than we did at the beginning of the pandemic. At the same time, though, unemployment has fallen to just 3.9%, as a lot of people have temporarily left the workforce, and it doesn't look like a lot of them are coming back right away. So for the moment, at least, it seems Powell and his colleagues think inflation is the more urgent concern.
I think there's quite a bit of room to raise interest rates without threatening the labor market.
Now, even though this move by the Fed was fully telegraphed, that comment from the chairman seems to have spooked some investors. The Dow, which had been up before Powell spoke, ended the day down about 129 points.
And is there any concern that the Fed has acted too late to get a handle on inflation?
Yeah, you know, some critics do think the Fed's easy money policies, along with the trillions of dollars that Congress put in people's pockets during the pandemic, have contributed to today's high inflation. Powell says you have to remember how bleak things looked at the beginning of the pandemic. And he says, you know, the strong action by the central bank and by Congress really fueled a strong recovery. Was it too much? Powell says it's too early to tell. But he did say he hopes to be around in 25 years or so to see what the historians have to say about that.
It's NPR's Scott Horsley. Thanks for covering this for us.
Good to be with you.